USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two powerful earthquakes in just a couple of days in California have a lot of people concerned that a bigger quake may be right around the corner. Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors Chairwoman Janice Hahn.
But in the event of a major earthquake, what I'm worried about is that our residents in Los Angeles County are not prepared themselves.
Governor Gavin Newsom is estimating over $100 million in damage from last week's quakes. He traveled yesterday to Ridgecrest, where the quakes were centered, to survey the damage there. Starbucks issuing an apology after a worker at a store in Arizona asks a group of police officers to leave the premises. The executive VP of Starbucks writing a letter to the Tempe Police Department apologizing for that July 4th incident. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A Georgia deputy is dead and a suspect is hospitalized and other suspects still on the run after a Sunday night incident when a stolen vehicle led to a gunfight. Derek Booth is a spokesman for the Hall County Sheriff's Office.
The agency as a whole is taking it hard, as any law enforcement agency does when it loses an officer or a deputy, and processing through that, but no closure now with suspects still on the loose.
Another Democrat may be joining the very crowded race for the party's presidential nomination. California environmentalist and hedge fund billionaire Tom Steyer has said in the past that he will not be running in 2020, but reports are that may be changing. As sources tell Politico, Steyer plans to officially launch a White House run, perhaps as early as tomorrow. A victory parade for the U.S. women's soccer team after their World Cup victory is to be held in Midtown Manhattan on Wednesday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An arrest has been made in Oregon in the mysterious death of a former Mouseketeer. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Oregon State Police say they've made an arrest in relation to the death of child actor and former Mickey Mouse Club member Dennis Day. Daniel Berta, 36, has been charged with manslaughter 2, criminally negligent homicide, and abuse of a corpse, as well as identity theft and criminal mistreatment. Day was reported missing over a year ago. In April, his body was found in his home in Phoenix, Oregon. Police say the investigation is still active and no further information will be released at this time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Stevie Wonder will be taking a break from music. The legendary singer-songwriter made this announcement during a concert in London.
What's going to happen is this. I'm going to have surgery. I'm going to have a kidney transplant in September of this year. I have a donor. It's all good. I want you to know, I came here to give you my love.
The Detroit Free Press reported that Wonder had been battling a serious but manageable health issue and has been touring overseas with a full medical team. Wonder learned to play piano, drums, and harmonica before the age of 9 and signed to Motown in 1961. Since then, he's won 25 Grammys, an honorary award, and has been nominated for the Grammys 74 times. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.